All right, you animals, we turned off the Pistons game to do this, so you know we care.
We're going El Dente tonight.
El Dente and El Clasico.
Yeah.
El Dente, El Clasico.
Well, we can't take El Clasico. That's already a copyrighted phrase for what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said El Dente.
El Dente. Yeah. I like that. Undercooked.
Yeah.
Under-fucking-cooked. Yeah, Nick got locked up. Nick got caught. I don't think it was anything salacious. I think it was just your kind of run-of-the-mill resisting.
Well, he got caught with some plans and some weapons.
Yeah.
So
he was a little El Dente.
He's being questioned right now.
And it's not like it's border control or anything like that. This is just your standard county cop. It's not even a state thing. It's not federal. It's just your average run-of-the-mill. Just the classic Nick shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, that was gross. Have you talked to Ian at all?
I haven't.
No, I got to give him a call, dude. Should we call him?
What time is it over there?
I don't know. What time is it here?
I don't know. It's like 8:30, I think.
5:30. He's off the shop floor, dude.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, if we get bored, we'll call him. I don't want to talk to him right now.
I know you don't like those kinds of bits, so it's kind of surprising that you're the one that suggested it.
I know. Yeah. I'm turning over leaves, dude.
Yeah.
Not all of them are new, but
I mean, if I knew, I could have set up Potato. And we could have called him through the computer.
Yeah, dude. And the future is nigh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Calling I mean, the problem with Potato is that it fucks our audio up a lot of times.
Yeah, and I don't want to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's fine anyways. You know his girl's going to be a fucking flight attendant?
Yeah, we talked about that like last week or
Did
2 weeks
we?
Ago or
oh,
something.
I'm so excited for her, dude. He's going to go to Amsterdam or something dumb and fucking not be able to come back.
Yeah.
Love him to pieces. Miss him to death.
No, he'll be fine. For some reason, things kind of just work out for him.
That's true.
They might get bad for a short period.
There's some dark times.
But like he comes back strong all the time.
But because he's got such a fucking dynamic skill set.
Yeah.
Like he can fix a fucking booze tank, and he can fucking hijack a car, and he can fucking break everything around himself. Steal a car radio. He is a menace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I listen to Black Skinhead by Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like it.
I blocked Kanye on Spotify.
Did you?
Yeah.
You don't like any of his shit?
I'm kind of over it. Like,
word.
It's not even like a... It's not even like a... you know, I'm not even like trying to make a statement.
No, you just don't want to hear shit anymore.
It's just like I'm fucking tired. Like I was getting tired of him even before he became a fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
Like just like calling yourself a genius is fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Like... you're not a genius. If you call yourself a genius, you're not a genius.
Yeah, that's not
a you're pretty fucking dumb if you call yourself a genius.
Trump calls himself a genius.
Well, and he's dumb.
And he's a dumb individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually dumb guys that call themselves genius.
Mm-hmm. I'd give that a 90%, unless it's someone who's talking to another genius.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't even necessarily mention the word genius.
The only time you should ever reference yourself as a genius is if you're talking about an IQ test that legitimately ranks you over the level of genius.
Right. Which is what, like 70 or 80? Forrest Gump, wasn't he a genius?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, your boy, he's down here.
Did I say over? I meant under.
Under, yeah.
I think if
I
you
always
get,
take the under.
I think if you get under a certain score, that makes you an actual genius.
I had a cousin that was a 7. That kid could fucking barely tie his shoes.
That kid was a rutabaga.
Is that a veggie?
Yeah, it's a root. I think it's
a root vegetable.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You and your root vegetables. Ever since you got that fatty liver and the rotten mouth diagnosis, you've been real heavy on root veggies.
Well, root veggies, they're pretty good on your breath.
I know.
Like
I
radishes?
Like you. No one's. Now I haven't heard a single person refer to you as rotten mouth since your root. Your root intrusion.
Well, think about it. Root veggies, root canal. Come on,
yeah, dude. Yeah, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
You think Nick is being? Do you think he's in a holding cell?
Oh, I think he's like stripped down right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Elbow deep, close to it. If not,
I think he's like. I think he's stripped down right now, and I think he's tied. Kind
of fucking cold.
I think he's tied up to a chair, and I think Trump is blowing him. Like, he's just edging him, though. He's not letting him come.
He's not going to let him bust.
Yeah, he's not letting him come. Trump is just sucking him right up to the edge, and he's stopping.
It's all drippy and weird.
Yeah, and he's been doing that for, like, 5 hours now.
He's just ready to explode.
Yeah.
He's going to blow his fucking head off.
It's going to be like that scary movie
scene.
It's going
to be an assassination attempt.
He's going to blow the other ear off.
Ain't nothing wrong with that fucking ear. Dude,
that is the fakest assassination attempt
in the history of fake assassination
like
attempts.
It was, I had such a weird arc with it, because like as soon as it happened I was like, oh, that's fake.
Yeah,
but then like in the days after I was like, oh, was it fake? But now I'm like, no, 1000% that was fake. Yeah. Garbage. I mean, I don't think the gunshots were fake. I think there was a real fucking gunman.
Yeah.
What I think is, I think they were supposed to stop the kid before he started shooting. I think I think they knew that the kid was going to do it.
Yeah.
And they let him get to the grounds and they let him get into position.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were supposed to stop him before he started actually like shooting.
Opening fire.
And because they're so incompetent, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And someone did actually end up dying.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Trump got grazed by shit.
No. I think they were trying to make him martyr. They're just the same reason fucking Republicans killed Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, no.
Talking shit about Israel.
You know, Trump went down. And when he was down, he did the old wrestling move. He sliced his ear with a fucking razor blade.
Straight up, someone bit him.
And that was it.
Someone bit him. Someone bit him while he was down there. Bit him. That guy comes up. He's like,
Mick Foley came out of nowhere and just like, oh,
some sock. A sock.
Yeah,
bit him.
Yeah, a sock.
He got bit by a sock. No, dude, but the Republicans killed Charlie Kirk. It's no fucking. Within 1 year.
Yeah.
His wife is married to J.D. Vance. Within 18 months. 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, watch. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that whole situation.
I do. I just told you what to make of it.
I think, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know enough about all the angles. The angle that I have heard that has been presented to me that I kind of think is maybe the most plausible one is the white nationalist angle, because he was beefing with the Aryans.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, I think it was the Jews.
I don't think so.
He started talking shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't right at that point. But
they were already close.
He wasn't serious about it, though.
Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. And it's a pretty fucking serious time.
His audience is younger.
He's not serious about it. He was serious about it.
His audience is younger, and he had to toe the line. But he was never going to push it so far that it was going to like be some sort of like movement.
Dude,
I don't think
I don't think the white national. I think the Christian nationalists.
No, it was he had like serious beef with the Aryan Nation.
I don't know, man.
I mean, think about it, dude. Like those guys are like the militia, basically. They're like out there training constantly.
You've seen the videos.
I've seen the videos, but listen,
there's some not fat ones.
Well, listen, you don't have to be skinny to like lay on the ground and shoot a gun.
That's true.
That's actually it's probably ideal for you to be fat.
Yeah. But not really, because your getaway is fucking shot.
Well, I don't think the kid, like, I don't think the person that you see jumping off the building, I don't think that's that kid.
I don't think so either.
I think that's somebody else.
Yeah, I think this kid's a patsy.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just everything. The whole time is just they're wagging the dog, dude. They're doing fucking wicked shit. They're doing weird shit. And it's like just reeks. It's fishy as fuck. Everything they do is fucking fishy.
Yeah.
And it's just gross. And it's on both sides, dude. The fucking Dems opening up the government again. I mean, everything's just fucking.
I think everyone
who voted for it isn't coming up for fucking reelection.
No, they're not. To me, the Dems are just incompetent.
Yeah, it's an incompetence.
They're not like smart enough to do conspiracies.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I do not want to defend the Democrats, but like whenever people say it's both sides, I'm kind of like, no, it's not. Dems are just incompetent. The Dems are just fucking stupid. So it comes off as if like it's some sort of like plan.
But the thing is, they all went to the same fucking schools.
No, sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, But the Dems are coming at it from a different angle than the Republicans are. The Republicans are coming at it from the angle of like literal, they're demons. They want to see death. They want blood, like literal blood. I'm not saying this like as like a euphemism or whatever. Like they literally want blood. The Dems, they want that corporate money, but they also want to be able to like enjoy their Starbucks in peace.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. I think that the right is so fucking
Culted. Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. If we had a normal society, the Democrats would be the right.
Yeah.
If we had a normal society.
Yeah.
The Democrats would be the right.
Right.
The only reason they're the left is because the Republicans have become
so
the extreme right.
Right.
Like, they literally are terrorists.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. It's scary. I mean, just now, just today, they fucking snatched a fucking mom, left a fucking 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They do that every day now. I mean,
it's
the thing,
fucking gross. It's Gestapo bullshit.
The thing is, I don't know that they're going to be fucking competent enough to fix, to like rig the next midterm. And if they can't, like, if they can't like rig the midterm,
yeah,
they're fucked.
The Republicans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a super majority of Democrats.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, I don't care how much they gerrymander.
I know.
It's going to be a Democrat super majority.
It's just an absolute fucking shit show
and,
right now.
And here's the thing, though. They really did open the door for more Bernies, more Zorons.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this Dem wave that's coming,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be Nancy Pelosi's.
No.
It's going to be actual left-wing people that are going to, like, make changes.
A Democrat who's also a Navy SEAL. I'm voting for him.
Dude, Abdul El-Sayed is probably going to win his race.
He should.
He's probably going to win his race.
As many emails as I get from this motherfucker. Jesus Christ. And I'm afraid, I don't like blocking him because, like, no, I support you. I want to be on your mailing list because it says something. But I'm also like, shh.
But yeah, he's probably, if he was running,
is he running for U.S. Senator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's running for U.S. Senator.
That's a hyper progressive.
Yeah.
That's a hyper progressive.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the makeover that's going to happen is going to be so crazy.
I don't remember if you remember when we were at Sellerman's one time and you said, it was when Trump first got elected the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, and I remember you saying the pendulum is swinging that way. And you go, then you got to, our hope is that it swings back the other way. And you go, and I remember thinking, it was, but it's not going to be enough. It's going to swing way back to the, you know, that the right side of the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, but it's going to be so far back that the next time it swings through. I remember you saying that. And that was like fucking 11 years ago. 10 years. I mean, whatever it was.
That would have been like 2016, right?
Yeah, 9 years ago.
Because I feel like 2016 was the last year we ran Sellerman's, wasn't it?
And that's when Trump was elected, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was when Sellerman's ended, was 2016.
And I think that's what's going to happen. Is right now we're about as fucking far of the pendulum as you can fucking get. And when it swings back, dude, it's going to swing back fucking hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
I hope they tear down that fucking ballroom. I hope they build it exactly how it was.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's going to be a blue wave. If they can't fix it, if they can fix the elections, then we're all fucked.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to be able to, because I just... Especially with what you see right now, they're too busy fighting with each other.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to end anytime soon.
No.
Because Trump is too much of a petty bitch to let go of anything, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is a petty bitch.
Yeah.
They're just going to keep fucking butting heads.
Yeah. That's an enemy. That's a friend I didn't think I'd have. That fucking dumb weirdo.
She's dumb as fuck, but she's very savvy.
She's savvy. I don't think she's dumb. I don't think she's dumb.
I think
she makes some piss poor fucking... choices.
I think she doesn't comprehend things very well. I think that's why she has a lot of the stances that she has, because she says things that sound good, but then when you look at what she stands for, they don't align with what she's saying.
Right, right.
So I just don't think she really comprehends.
Well, she's not trustworthy, but what I don't think that she's necessarily dumb, but she plays to her fucking constituents.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why she's savvy.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, like, smart to be savvy. No.
Have you seen, there's a movie or a limited series on Netflix called Death by Lightning. It's about James Garfield and Charles Guiteau.
Mm-hmm.
Guiteau assassinated Garfield, like, 30 days into his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a hyper-progressive, Republican hyper-progressive. Mm-hmm. Like, he was really, like... They showed, like, the primary that year. He was just there to speak on behalf of another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And after, like, 3 days, they... fucking wanted him because he's just such a dynamic guy, you know.
Yeah,
just a man from Ohio. He was a farmer, regular ass cat, but was like all about fucking civil rights.
Would have been ready to throw down for Toledo.
Yeah, for sure. But what's interesting is Chester A. Arthur was part of the New York machine, and he I'm spoiling, you know, but it's all fucking, you could read it in a fucking Wikipedia anyways. But Chester Arthur,
it's history. You're not spoiling history.
Yeah, I'm not spoiling history, but I'm spoiling this show. It's a good show. It's for real. It's legit. Great period
yeah,
piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chester Arthur was like a part of the New York machine, but he was like, Garfield was like, I see something good, and it made him, warmed his heart or whatever. And he ended up carrying on a progressive thing, like wasn't a part of the New York party machine, just fucking kept his agenda, like, and was real big for civil rights and shit. And then I can't remember who came in after that, but shit got fucked up again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, James Garfield, dynamic dude. Good show. But anyways, we need a James Garfield is what I was getting at. We need someone to step up into a primary and just have fucking an Obama effect.
Well, I mean, Obama effect, but hopefully they don't like govern the way Obama did.
No, I want more bombs. I want more moral bombs.
I want what Obama said he was running on, not what he actually did.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't know, man, just the way things are, the way things are shifting right now, I think it's more possible now than it ever has been.
That would be fucking cool. Then the pendulum's gonna swing.
I mean, that's the thing though. Like, the reason why we are where we are is 100% because of the Democrats. They got comfortable with FDR because he just kept fucking steamrolling. The Democrats thought they had they were fighting an honest fight, and they had candidates that would continue the FDR tradition. But they didn't take into account that the Republicans had knives out and were playing politics, not what's best for the country.
I mean, it was blatantly obvious during Bill Clinton's impeachment. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like...
It goes way back, but yeah.
No, I'm saying, I mean, just it shows right there, they were, you know, they thought they could do high road shit. It's the same reason Biden didn't pardoned everybody and didn't press against charges against the fucking people that deserve to have charges pressed against them.
Well, I mean, like it goes way back though, because Henry Wallace was FDR's vice president and he was actually more popular than FDR. Mm-hmm. And in FDR's last term, there's like a whole thing. Something happened at the convention that they were able to bump him out and they replaced him with Truman. Mm-hmm. And so then when FDR died and they had the next election, Truman became the front runner. Henry Wallace tried to run, but he couldn't get like the machine behind him.
He ended the war. I mean, Truman ended the war too.
Right. Because he was in the position to do it. But Henry Wallace was the much more popular politician, but because he didn't have the machine behind him, Truman won. Mm-hmm. And that was a purely Republican move. Like the Republicans pulled the strings on that.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I think they understood that they didn't have the cash that they needed to get their own candidate in. Mm-hmm. So they were looking to see who on the other side would be the most friendly to them. And Truman was that.
Yeah.
Truman was the Democrat that would be the most friendly to them. For sure. So they wanted Truman in. And that was the wedge they needed to open the door for everything that came after that.
A deluge.
Yeah. Because Truman will say it even himself. Like
He's dead, but he would have.
Well, he was saying it himself. He basically was admitting that he got played.
Right.
Like, he basically was admitting that I got played.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a soft-ass fucking person.
He was. Well, wasn't he like, trans or something?
I don't know. Hopefully.
I feel like...
It makes him kind of cool.
I feel like I heard something about, like, he was, like, trans.
Yeah, that's fucking... I know J. Edgar Hoover was.
Well, was he trans or was he just like he just like the cross-dresser? I think he just was a kinky cross-dresser. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, actors, dude. Yeah,
if J. Edgar Hoover was alive today, he would have like a Twitter burner account named Ambrosia.
Yeah,
he would just be like Ambrosia XXX or
Ambrosia
something.
Ambrosia
like
XXX or fucking like Trash Panda,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
fucking
that
like.
Yeah, and that would be his burner account. He would just post like headless nudes.
Yeah, dude, tons of them. Big fucking
yeah,
flaccid weird dick.
Just headless nudes and like lingerie.
Oh, dude, that's hot. I wish Nick was here to think about it. It's too bad to think he's locked up though right now, dude. Just in some fucking weird room.
Just another victim of the system.
Cold, cold room. They're not giving him a blanket. They don't give
fucking, fuck no.
With all that body hair, they're like fucking...
Yeah, why would they give him a blanket?
Mammal up.
Yeah.
Poor kid. You look good the other day, though. You look good. Not sexy, but good. Well, you got to be about two bills now?
I think I'm like...
Me? No, I'm about 257 now, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's down from 3, right?
Yeah, about 297. Yeah, I never hit 3. Suck my dick. No, I was probably pushing 3 a couple days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, rib day, dude. Well, I started lifting, and I completely stopped lifting and was eating like I was lifting. And
well, you're bulking.
I was bulking, dude.
And now you're cutting.
No, I'm cutting. Yeah. I'm going to start lifting again. I have to. I've got to start doing PT on my shoulder. My right arm keeps going numb.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, and so I got PT appointment like next week, I think.
I got to do that for my knees.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You got some soft ass knees.
I got bad knees.
You probably just got fucking arthritis from some cartilage tears.
Well, I do. I mean, I know one of the things. I have bone spurs on the back of my kneecaps.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Also, apparently, that's all over my shoulders.
Yeah,
is bone spurs, and it's like, yeah, it's hitting nerves, and that's why your arm's going numb. Yeah, like, fucking awesome. Are your feet going numb at all?
No,
that's good.
But my knees pop constantly,
mm-hmm.
and they said it's because of the bone spurs, because they're pushing against the back of the kneecap is pushing against the knee,
right,
which is like kind of throwing the joint off.
Yeah.
And so that's why they keep popping all the time.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I have, the doctor said I had oversized shoulderitis. He said, your shoulders are too fucking dope.
Doctor said I need a shoulderotomy.
Doctor said I need a backiotomy. Oh, shit. What a... Yeah, so I didn't want to talk too much about the Lions, but what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? Philly's defense is fucking nasty, and our offensive line is garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mostly just... I mean, we talked about it before we started recording. It's mostly just the offensive line.
They're just fucking dog shit.
They're not what they were last... I mean, they're injured and not as talented as they were last year.
No, nowhere near. It's...
Like, I think they would... I think if they were healthy, at least partially healthy, yeah. they would still be a solid line.
Like,
you said it,
too. Like, they're at, like, 70%.
Yeah.
And it's... We got to have 85. We got to get to 85. Dude.
I mean, we need 85 if we want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But no shit. 70 gets us, like, we're in.
We're third in the NFC North right now, though. It makes me so pukey.
70%. If we are 70% on the offensive line, I think we beat Philly last night.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, like, their offense really wasn't doing much. No. It's just our offense was doing even less. And
Goff was off.
Well, because he was constantly under pressure.
Yeah, could you imagine having Jalen Carter? Just fucking, well, one of the things Philly said too is they were watching tape and there was like an arm angle they noticed that Goff was using, and they just knew to get their hands up, and mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, they deflected a shitload of fucking passes. Mm-hmm. It was fucking gross. It was so fucking sad. I went to bed all sad.
Well, you know, on a bright note,
yeah,
the Pistons are fucking kicking ass.
Yeah, Daddy, they're rolling right now. I'm watching that TV on so bad and see the score. My son's at the game right now. And I was like, dude, if you get the opportunity to get on one of those trampolines and dunk in front of everybody, land on the pads, dude, you'd be all right. Go through the hoop, make it Sports Center. Yeah. That's fucking funny. Nick came over the other day. Mikey dropped his beat for him. Nick was going to rap, but he got too nervous to rap. Mikey was, I thought you said your boy was going to spit. I was like, nope, he's scared.
He choked.
He walked in. Yeah, dude.
He missed his shot.
I know, dude. That's what I said.
Now he's
like,
in jail and he's never going to get it again. He'll
never get it again. I got to take this fucking sweatshirt off. It's 600 degrees. He's a, he told Mike, he goes, I'm ordering a record. I'm ordering an LP. I want an album full of beats from you. So I was like, all right, fucking get after it, Mike.
Yeah, what is he gonna do, like the Lil Wayne thing where he raps over the phone?
Yeah, I think so.
They're gonna do an entire.
He's gonna have to find a booth.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to find a booth somewhere because he. But dude, that fucking beat he did was fucking dope.
The one you sent to me was good. Yeah,
and that's the one that Nick. He was like, I had a rhyme for it. It took me 40 minutes. I was like, spit it. He was off the dome, ready. He started.
You know, it's funny because he never did anything about that AI challenge that we said we were gonna do.
No, I know, dude. He's a fucking. Little bit of a space cadet, you know. That's why I'm so worried about him right now.
I mean, I just he doesn't even have to rap. I just need the lyrics.
That's all you need.
Because if he just gives me the lyrics, I can plug him in.
Bam,
and then we have a song.
Problem solved. But just think about him right now. You know, cold. Ari's in the arms of another man. Probably already pawned off his pawned off his engagement ring. Fucking by dope.
Mm-hmm.
All I can think about.
Yeah.
Fuck, I had something else. I can't remember.
Well, I thought I was gonna have to put my cat down today.
Oh yeah, dude. What happened?
We woke up and he had it looked like his nose was prolapsed.
Yeah. Oh.
Like there was just like a growth coming out of his nose.
And, like fleshy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean it was like literally like the inside of an asshole. That's what it looked like.
Well, not all of our listeners are gonna know what that is, but just assume it's
everybody's seen Goatsy.
No, dude. Let's not do this. I'll get pukey.
I mean, that's what it looked like. It looked like goatsy.
It looked like a big chunk of skin, right?
Yeah.
But like fleshy.
Yeah.
Like
membrane skin.
What was it?
It was a polyp.
Like butthole polyps?
Yeah.
But in similar, her face, but
in his nose. Yeah. But like the thing is, this has been going on for like a year. Like he's been having trouble breathing for a year. Like he walks around the house. He sounds like Darth Vader because he's just like, because he can't breathe.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. And so when we took him to the vet initially, they said that they think it's cancer, but like the tests were like $1,000 and we're like, yeah, we can't do that. So they started putting him on steroids just so that he could be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were like kind of worried about diabetes. So then they just kind of gave us an antibiotic to give him, and
none of us doing shit.
It wasn't making the nose better, but because we thought it was cancer, he seemed fine.
Right.
Like he wasn't like lethargic or anything like that. He seemed fine. He was like around the house. He was eating. He like gained weight. Like
yeah.
He was drinking water. Like he was playing with the other cats. Like mm-hmm. He was fine. So we thought, okay, if it's cancer, then these meds must be working.
Yeah.
So like he was comfortable.
Yeah.
And then this morning we wake up and he's got this fucking polyp sticking out of his nose and we're like, what the fuck? So we call the vet because we're like, oh, we're gonna have to put him down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's like a fuck, especially, but it didn't look, you showed me that one picture and it didn't look like sick tissue.
Well, we didn't fucking know. Yeah, like we don't know what the fuck a tumor looks like. So we just see something popping out of his nose and we're like, what the fuck? So we take him to the vet and the vet's looking at it and she's just like, she's like right off the jump, she's saying that she thinks it's a polyp,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't know what's behind it. Cause like it could be a polyp, but there's like a tumor behind it. Right. And that's what's pushing it out.
Right.
So she was just like being really careful and she wanted to like, you know, kind of get in there and see what the fuck was going on. So with like a cat, their nose is too small. Mm-hmm. They can't go in with tweezers. There's like not tweezers small enough.
Right.
So that they could like cut it out.
Right.
So what they have to do is they have to put him under and then just start pulling it until it just like fucking snaps out.
That's so fucking gnarly.
Yeah. And so
I wonder if they cauterize. They can't even cauterize it. They can't fit anything in it or cauterize it.
No.
Fuck me.
So we weren't there. They told us to go home. So we went home and they did it all while we were here. And so they put him down, they pulled the one out of his nose. And then she said she was going to go in with like some sort of like rubber, like rod.
Yeah.
There's like a name for it. I can't remember what it was.
Rubber rod.
Mm-hmm. And she said she was going to go in with the rubber rod and see if she feels anything else. And if she does, she's going to try to push it back.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, like cats don't have the same like nasal cavity that we do. It's kind of just like all connected.
Right.
Like there's no like cavity. It's just like,
it's all right. The smell and the taste is all probably the same.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So she was like, if she can feel something, she's going to see if she can push it back through, like back into the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And she said as soon as she did that, she could just see it in his throat.
No shit.
Yeah, that's how big it was.
It was just blocking his airway.
Yeah, so then she just like did the same thing with the nose, but through the throat. Just like kept pulling until it just like fucking snapped out.
Oh my God.
And
it's fucking gnarly.
And it was just, she got two polyps out and she showed them to us when we got there and they were fucking huge.
So the cat just couldn't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he couldn't.
Old is the cat?
I don't know. He's like 15, maybe. Holy 14, shit. 15, something like that.
Jesus Christ. He's probably going to go another 7 years now. Oh, my God. What, and the cat's acting cool?
Yeah. I mean, he's been cool the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, even when we were there and it was still sticking out of his nose, he came out of his carrier and was just like sleeping on the fucking.
Yeah.
On the, like, table.
Well, it's probably more like oxygen deprivation.
Yeah.
He passed out.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, like, we were talking about like putting him down and I'm just like looking at him and I'm like, he's not sick. Like, yeah. I can see that he's not sick. And then they're like, he gained weight. I'm like, he is not sick.
Yeah.
Like, we're not gonna put him down. He's not sick. There's something else going on here.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, so she looked at it and got these polyps out.
Dude, those, and then that's that big, like, it looked like the picture you showed me was fucking gnarly.
It was.
I saw that Keith put it on Facebook. Thank God.
When we were going home, I said she pulled a xenomorph embryo out of his fucking face.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. It was like Prometheus.
Yeah.
I just watched that the other day. Couldn't help myself.
I watch it every time it's on TV.
Yeah, dude. I couldn't help myself. I was flipping through the channels. I was like, bam, there it is. There's my 6 hour and a half.
They're supposed to make the third part now.
Oh, I fucking love to see it.
It sounds like they're picking it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's going to be Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah, so that was my day.
I want to see that Predator Badlands.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
No, I think I'm gonna take Alice to see it over Thanksgiving. She loves that fucking shit, dude. She's a big Godzilla fan. Sorry, Gojira. She loves Gojira. Not the band. The yeah. original. She loves the original fucking Godzilla. And I'm like, mm-hmm. this shit's, I mean, it's cool. Like, if you think of it from a cinematic perspective, and, mm-hmm. you know, they did everything scaled down in models, but it fucking sucks. Dude, give me some CGI. I want that motherfucker with blue fire.
What was that last one they did? Was it like Godzilla X or some
no,
shit?
No, Godzilla 1.0 or something. Godzilla.
Well, I think it was just one, wasn't it?
No, no. And I'm not going to look it up because that's not what this podcast is about. It was, everyone's pissed at us right now. Everyone knows it.
whatever the newest one was,
yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was dope.
Yeah.
It was the one that was on Netflix, I think, right?
Yeah.
Was, oh, God, it was a Godzilla, Godhole. Godzilla Godhole, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I like it when they sink him in the ocean and he's still just fucking, dude, I'm fucking aquatic. I'm just coming back to get you.
You think this water is going to stop me? Yeah, that's cute.
That's like, I like when the xenomorphs get put in the water too.
Yeah.
That's the best. It's like, he's going to come back. They don't even really breathe oxygen. Who knows what they're fucking breathing?
Yeah.
You don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, they're part like synthetic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they are. I think they're part synthetic.
No.
Yeah.
If you go back to Prometheus.
Well, but that's not a xenomorph. That's a deacon.
Isn't the deacon what made a xenomorph?
The deacon is what leads to the xenomorph, but it's not a xenomorph yet.
Ah, that would explain the acid face.
Yeah.
The acid blood.
Yeah.
If they were part synthetic.
But yeah, the deacon is what you see in Prometheus. You don't even see a xenomorph in the next one. I always forget what the next one's called. Is it like Revelation or some shit?
No, Covenant.
Covenant, yeah. That's not even a xenomorph in that
Revelation.
One either.
No, isn't that Matrix?
Is that? I don't fucking know.
Gives a fuck.
There's
no pins in either of them.
I think it's I think there's an alien resurrection, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what I always confuse it with.
Yeah. No, but, Alien Covenant. It's all right.
But yeah, those aren't xenomorphs in that one either.
No.
No.
Not one.
That's what Part 3 was supposed to be. Part 3 was supposed to be like the birth of the xenomorph.
And that just got picked up.
It sounds like they're picking it up.
More
because of Alien Earth.
Hell yeah, dude.
Alien Earth and Romulus.
Yeah. Alien Earth was fucking, Romulus was fucking phenomenal.
Romulus
both
was
of them.
Great. Yeah. Mean, yeah, but Alien Earth apparently got canceled.
What?
Yeah.
No one's going to pick that up?
No.
What? Dude, that's garbage. Must have been expensive.
I don't think so. I don't know, man. If I had to get, I think officially what you're going to see is that it was expensive, but I don't think so. To me, it looks like the most expensive thing was the xenomorph.
Right.
Like, everything else seemed like pretty fucking, like,
you know how
basic.
You know how hard it is to get a weird eye in a sheep, though? It's fucking not easy.
Sure, but I don't know. I don't think that was a very high-budget show.
No, maybe not.
I
can't believe Hulu didn't pick it back up.
I think there's a couple things. I think because Hulu got basically swallowed by Disney Plus, I don't think Alien Earth really kind of jives with what Disney Plus does.
Yeah.
But also, it was very kind of like, it's very anti-billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
It's very anti-rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right now in this fucking environment, you think a rich person's going to pick up a show about
killing off the rich folk? That's valid. It's valid. Most of the folks running these enterprises are rich folk. Very valid point, Alex Boz.
Yeah, so I kind of think that's maybe the biggest reason why it's not getting picked up.
It could be. Yeah, they were at the eat the rich portion of the show.
Yes, literally eat the rich. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. And there was fucking xenomorphs running rampant on a fucking island, guy. Dude, one xenomorph, 80, 90 people.
Yeah.
Easy, quick.
But there's two now.
Yeah. So think about that.
Yeah, there's two.
Scale
and,
it up.
There's two and an android that can talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also hyper smart and lethal.
Yeah.
Dangerous fucking scenarios, dude. Yeah, they should totally fucking pick that up. I hope HBO picks it up or fucking somebody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone could buy the rights to it. Ridley Scott should buy the rights to it. Turn it out. No, but that dude, I want to see that Predator Badlands.
Yeah.
It looks dumb, but it's also like my kind of dumb. That's exactly my kind of dumb.
Wasn't the Predator the good guy in this one?
Yeah, but there's also like bad guy Predators in it too. Like, you're going to have good guy Predators. I mean, it's going to be a thon is really what it's going to be. It's going to be a thon.
Did I show you that AI, the Sora video I made?
No.
I didn't show that to you?
I don't know. Maybe. What is it?
It's the picture. It's at a park. and the sign just says like no predators within 300 feet mm-hmm. and it like pans over to a predator and he just kind of like drops his head and like walks away one. Sadly.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I have a whole Pinhead series on Sora.
That's exciting. It's exciting. I'm excited for you, dude. You're really generating all this beautiful art.
I'm just trying to humanize Pinhead, you know?
I can get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. It would be cool to see like Pinhead wearing a chef's hat.
Well, he works at like a Joann Fabrics.
Oh, that makes sense. Michael's or something that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tis the season, by the way. Mm-hmm. Michael's and Joann Fabrics about to go nuts. Do that Black Friday sale at Michael's.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
But yeah.
You thought Kohl's was bad?
But yeah. In my universe, he works at like a Joann Fabrics.
Yeah.
And like I did another video where he has like solicitors come to the door. And they're like trying to get him to like donate to like some community center. Mm-hmm. And he kind of just like vaporizes them.
You have to send me a link. I want to see all of them. Was it through an app? Can you do it?
It's Sora. You know what Sora is?
Well, no, I've seen they come through, but I've never been. Yeah. I don't know if it was an app or anything like that.
Yeah, it's an app.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I could probably do something creative. I like that picture you sent of Donald Trump sucking off Bill Clinton. I showed that to some family members. They didn't think it was quite as tasteful as I did. But it was a great fucking...
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, Bill looked good.
Yeah, he did.
Bill looked good. Trump would have looked better when that was good, when that was happening, but not a lot better.
Yeah. But I mean...
Do you think he sucked him off?
No. They already... The Epstein's brother already said that that's not who Bubba is.
Oh. It'd be dope.
Yeah.
But he did suck somebody off.
He didn't say that he didn't suck somebody off. He just said that it wasn't Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he didn't say that the sucking part
how
was
do the Clintons
real.
And the Trumps and all these people, how do they stay? How do they sleep? How do they, like...
Because they don't have souls. They're fucking demons. They are. They are fucking
demons.
There's
no such thing as demons.
No, there are such things as demons, and it's them.
Mm.
Like, they're not... I'm not saying they're demons in the sense of, like, they're going to rip their skin off and be this fucking gargoyle with, like, wings, but they are demons. They don't have souls.
What else don't have souls?
My shoes.
God, Alex, you're never off, are you? There's no off switch on this tiger. You know what I mean? God damn.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't sleep. You always come up with zingers like that.
It's a curse.
It is a curse.
I literally sleep 4 hours a night.
4 hours, if that. Dude, I've been going to bed between, like, my alarm's going off at 7:05. Mm-hmm. I've been going to bed, like, at, like, between 11:30 and 1. But my golden zone before I started getting up early, was, like, it's going to be about 3:30, you know, and then my alarm will go off, and I'm like, man, fuck that alarm. And now I'm, like, I'm a different man. You know what I mean? I'm doing a little bit of betterment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But about 11:30, my fucking body is shutting the fuck down now. I'm like, oh, my God, I need a fucking bed.
I have... Between 3 and 5, if I could just take like a 10-minute nap,
mm-hmm.
I'd be fine the rest of the day.
You're golden.
But I can't do that because I'm at work. And so I'm just like fighting for 2 hours.
Oh, dude, it's brutal. They should give you a siesta.
Yeah.
Take your lunch late. Just catch fucking Z's.
I mean, it's every day between 3 and 5, every fucking day.
Well, I don't know what's something weird. Every morning, almost every morning at like 1:48, I'll get up and I'll be hungry. And I'll have to go out and eat something. Do you still get woke up by your bowels?
Well, yeah, I gotta shit all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
God dang, that's too bad. I'm so glad I don't have to get waking up like that. I get woken up because my tummy's like, no, feed me something so I can poop in the morning. I'm like, okay, I'll do that stomach. And I go out there and I get a spoonful of peanut butter or 17. And I'm a big fan of scraping the side of the peanut butter jar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little remnants. You don't know. You might get a big scoop. You might not get a big scoop. Yeah. But you take what you get. And it's very Americana. And, and then my family got some Hostess Christmas trees. They bought 4 boxes and they're hiding them because they know I'll attack those motherfuckers. They only give you 5 in a fucking box, dude. 5's a sitting.
Yeah.
Cocksuckers.
I got a... the only sugar I've been buying since dieting is like a dark chocolate. Little Dove squares.
You can fuck with dark chocolate?
I can fuck with dark chocolate.
I can't fuck with dark chocolate.
I mean, I would rather have milk chocolate.
Yeah.
It's so much better, but like... Dark chocolate is healthier.
Yeah, I get it. And if you haven't eaten milk chocolate and you only have dark chocolate, it's probably pretty straight. But if you have had milk chocolate and then you throw a fucking dark chocolate in your mouth, you might as well just fucking vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking some bitter ass shit. Are we doing? We're doing good, right? What are we at?
We're at like 40.
Dang, nice. 40,000.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, but dude, like, I'm reading all these fucking, like, I read this dude, As a Man Thinketh, and it's all about how your thoughts are, like, in direct contrast or in direct effect of your personal health, your overall health, mm-hmm. and how if you, like, sponge the negative thoughts and only focus on the positive mm-hmm. and the joyous, you will have more of that shit. And that's so fucking difficult, dude.
Well, because I think it's mostly not real.
I know, but you think about it from a practice perspective.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't, okay, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But where I think it misleads a lot of people and where I think it's causing like major mental health problems in this country in particular is when things legitimately are bad.
Right.
And they're like, no, just act like they're good. It's right. Like, no, that's not how that works. Right, if things are bad, you should address that they're fucking bad. Yeah. It's like when things are like just kind of okay.
Yeah.
That's when you should maybe kick in some little like positive thinking.
Well, yeah. But
like if shit is like genuinely fucking garbage, it's right. like you can't just fucking.
Well, I'm looking at it from a strictly personal standpoint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To where I am like, I will just drift off and not be present at all and just be like, dude, where the fuck am I going? like when you were saying, hey, you got to do this. Like, I got nowhere to be. I'm trying to be fucking patient and present and being, I think that's valid because of all, and I'm doing that because of all the fucking chaos around me.
Yeah.
Like I can only control what I can control.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and being a moderate control freak, it's just like, dude, I got a lot of straightening up to do.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that like, if I can, like, I haven't even thought about eating a bullet, you know what I mean? There's time, bro. No, the whole thing, it really based, the whole thing comes down is because I'm just a cynic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that cynicism just rots at my fucking, at my sense of self.
Yeah.
And well, I think
it does that for everybody.
Yeah.
So no, I think I'm just be a cynic.
I think I'm special. I think it's probably just me.
I think not everybody, but everybody who has that cynicism in them, I think that is like what it does. It feeds itself.
And it doesn't do any good.
No.
You know, and it doesn't. Yeah. And I mean, I know you're a cynic. Everyone's a cynic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a ton of cynicism, but it's, if I can scale that back even a little bit in my life, I just know it's healthier.
Yeah.
You know, right? It's just healthier.
I don't think there's anything wrong with like questioning shit, but like you can't let it just consume you.
Yeah. And you know? I just, and then because the thing is too, is I just, what I find myself doing is just constantly negging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it really comes down to. It's just like, as soon as something comes up, you get a serious case of the yabbits.
I agree with that. I mean, I catch myself like shitting on stuff that's like, why am I shitting on that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
you know what that I wouldn't want to say, but I think back on it a lot is Shane Torres's bit about Nickelback. The fucking Nickelback. Yeah, go write some fucking hit songs.
Yeah.
know what I mean? Let them fucking have some fucking fun. You know what I mean? I'm that kind of guy. I like they fucking having fun. Yeah, let them have fucking fun. They're making money doing it.
Yeah.
Good for them.
And I mean, but that's like one thing too, though. Like, I think it's such a complex thing. Like, I don't know how to like approach it, but it's basically just like people get so mad when they find out that like a band is like selling out.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you are presented with a band that's not selling out, you shit on that band.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, what do you want?
Right.
Like, what do you want?
Right.
You know, like there's plenty of options out there that are not the thing that you claim you hate.
Right.
But then when you're presented with them, you're like, nah.
Yeah. You know, the thing is too, is people get like, bands blow up because they wrote a fucking hit.
Yeah.
And they wrote something that a lot of people like.
Yeah. And it's the music industry.
Yeah.
So like if you're going to get picked up, if you want it to be pure, stop trying to get signed by a label.
Yeah.
Just let one song blow up and then that's it.
Yeah. And then change bands.
Yeah. Because if you have one song blow up and then you try to chase that forever, like you're now a product, you're not a band.
But the thing is too, is there's some bands that had that one thing blow up and they made careers out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They end up having 2-3 decent, good songs and they keep writing music and it's never going to be like it was, but they can make a career out of that shit. You know, going back to being like the cynical thing, I don't mean to get back into being serious, but you know who's the fucking worst is Nick Kelly. Like, nothing's right ever for that guy. You know what I mean? I think that's probably why he's spreading his butt cheeks right now in federal holding.
Yeah.
Well,
he's spreading his butt cheeks because he's, like, you know, delicate.
Yeah, he delicate for Frower. He's fucking special boy. He's a special boy.
He needs protection.
I'm excited for next week if he is out. It'll be nice to hear how it went. It'll be informative. I don't think it'll be nice. It'll be informative.
I just hope he learns a lesson.
Yeah, it'd be a lesson. It'd be nice to hear what's going on the inside to white people. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's only fitting that it gets harder for white people on the inside. I mean, it's very easy for us on the outside. Yeah,
it really is. And I'm telling you, brother, you're a minority in there. I'm going to shoot you. It's dead straight. Point of the arrow right in the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are a minority. And you better shack up. You better shack up with boys who look like you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure you can get through there as a rogue.
I'll get into Islam.
Bam. I get the funny hat, all of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Grow my beard.
Yeah, I'll convert to
anything you want me to convert to, as long as I'm not getting raped.
Yeah, and then just when I get out, I'll just be like, no, I'm actually atheist.
Yeah, I don't really dig on Islam, dude. That was a jail thing.
First thing I do, I'm coming out, I'm having a pulled pork sandwich.
I was only Muslim for the stay. It's like gay for the stay. I was only Muslim for the stay. No, but I read the whole Quran 14 times. Yeah. It was a decent book. Decent book. No, but I'm reading like fucking 5 different books right now, dude. I'm telling you, by the end of like this journey that I'm on right now, I might be able to fly. I might be able to fly.
I wish I could focus enough to read again.
Yeah. The thing is, dude, you got dope ass video games coming out all the time.
That's the problem. No, that is the problem. Cause like there's always a video game. And then like the old ones are still so like they age.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to like keep replaying them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, you're talking about Tecmo Bowl. You still would love to play Tecmo Bowl. You'll still play 8-bit games, dude.
If I had,
you're an OG.
So if that little like the little console that I bought during COVID that has all the games on it,
yeah, we got one.
If that had a wireless remote hookup, I would play it so much more. The only reason I don't play it more because I'm tethered to it.
Yeah. It sucks, bro.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking about like building my own like little like console.
You could do that?
Yeah.
Of course you could. You're a fucking weird Slavic hacker.
Well, it's easy. Yeah, it's just basically just building a computer and then there's like a piece of software you can download that it just exists.
That's it. That's all it is. Yeah, just building a computer.
Yeah, it turns it into like a fucking
You built that, right?
Game. Yeah.
This big ass fucking thing with all the fans?
Yeah.
And you could build that on a scale of a video game console?
Well, you would have to. It wouldn't be as powerful. No, I mean, you can buy a kit, but it wouldn't be as powerful as this right here. You'd have to buy some smaller components, which would make the graphics card. I probably wouldn't be able to use this graphics card in whatever I was going to build because I want it to be like smaller.
Right.
And so this graphics card would be too big for what I'm trying to build.
Right.
So I would have to get like an older graphics card, which would still be good. It just wouldn't be as good as this one.
Yeah. This one's dope. Have you played Red Dead on this PC?
Yeah.
Is it phenomenal?
Yeah. I need a better monitor though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like so smooth.
Daddy, I only need 3 more horses for my horseman challenge. I'm pretty excited. I'm really nervous about the herbs. I'm missing a shitload of animals.
I think the only one that I didn't complete was the gambling one. And the weapons one.
Oh, really?
Because the weapons one, I got stuck on having to kill 3 eagles with tomahawks.
Jesus Christ. That's one of the missions?
Yeah, that's one of the challenges. You have to... No, actually, that wasn't it. I think I did do that one. I think the one that I got hung up on was killing a cougar with just a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah, I got there that one.
Because I was trying to just like quietly hunt them. Mm-hmm. Just like find them where they spawn,
yeah,
and they just would never fucking spawn.
Yeah, it takes forever.
Yeah,
it took me forever. I got through that one though. I got through all the hunting ones, I think.
Well, that's not a hunting one. That's a weapons.
A weapons one. Yeah, I got through. I think I got through all the weapons ones, I think. And I did the gambler, and I did the bandit. That's the toughest one because you lose all your fucking mojo. You lose all your juju.
Actually, that I think I maybe didn't do that one either. Honestly, man, I just don't like cards.
Yeah, and I do.
I just don't like.
Yeah.
It's not a moral thing. I just bored with gambling. Yeah, dude, like gambling just bores me.
Yeah. What about sports? You ever gamble on sports?
No, I don't do any of that shit. Like, I, it's just I. If it involves any sort of math, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
You're an artist, dude.
Yeah. Like, if I have to think about probabilities and all mm-hmm. that shit, I'm mm-hmm. like, get the... No.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Like, I thought maybe ChatGPT could help me with that a little bit, but even with ChatGPT explaining the shit to me, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. Yeah, no. I love cards. I play poker, like... on my phone or on like in Red Dead. I play poker all the time.
I play solitaire. That's like the only one I play. Yeah.
No one loses. You know what I mean? Nobody loses in solitaire. It's great.
Well, except only me. I'm the only loser.
I play a ton of euchre on my phone.
Yeah.
I play a shitload of cards. Do you ever play euchre?
Yeah. We used to go to euchre parties.
Yeah. Yeah. They just turned into big fucking sex parties after a while.
I wish. They would have been a lot more fun if they did.
Oh, dude, my daughter comes back in a week.
Oh, nice.
I'm fucking hyped.
Yeah, for
Skanksgiving. You want to hear a nasty rumor I heard the other day?
What is that?
She's got a boyfriend.
That's how it starts.
He lives in an adjacent dorm that apparently is connected through a common hallway. And I was like, I don't think so, bitch.
You know what I found out? What? Minneapolis, you can get through the whole city without ever going outside.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, because it gets so fucking cold up there, they built a network of tunnels that connect buildings.
No shit.
And you could get from one side of the city to the other without ever having gone outside.
And do people do it?
I'm sure they do.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
This place has got to smell like piss. Think about it.
It probably does.
Unless they got some fancy bathrooms down there, which are not fun to clean. Dudes in there all the time sucking each
other
off.
But they're not like underground tunnels. They're like above ground. Like,
oh, no shit.
You drive under them.
No shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I think I did. I remember we went to the Twin Cities when I was a kid. I remember seeing a lot of those tubes.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking smart.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Because I remember when I was at U of M, I would try to figure out my best route to like not have to be outside in the winter.
Yeah.
Like just how many buildings can I just like cut through?
Right. Yeah. No, that didn't work at Central. Everything spread the fuck out. Like I remember I used to cut through the fucking library with a cigarette in my hand. I'd cup that bitch and walk through and get on the other side. I'm like, I'm going to ditch all the smoke.
You could never, it was never like 100% inside, but like it was like, I would say 90% inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, no, no fucking way. We had buildings fucking blocks apart. But hey, dude, that's why I stayed so trim and fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That and cocaine. A lot of cocaine.
I got fat in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's probably when you tore your liver up.
I gained 30 pounds my freshman year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a little twink back in the day.
I got there, I was 150. I came home, I was 180.
Attaboy. You filled out. You're a growing boy. You're still growing, dude. You grew into your adult body. That's all. And you weren't playing every sport.
Yeah.
No demand.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was doing, I was still playing basketball. I played intramural football, flag football.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
At Michigan?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like the Randy Moss.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Of the fucking league.
Oh, I don't doubt it, dude.
You
were out there mossing hoes with the flags on?
Yeah, my friend Shannon was our quarterback. He wasn't like a particularly good quarterback, but he just had to fucking throw it in my direction.
Yeah, it's all tough.
Like, if it was like within my reach, I was catching it.
Hell yeah, dude. Goddamn right. Goddamn right. You're like, that's right, Wayne County All-Stars. Think about it. Where were your roommates from? Do you remember?
My freshman year, my roommate was from Jersey. And then my sophomore year, he was from Vegas.
Well, you only had one roommate?
Two roommates. I had one at a time.
Oh, no shit. That's cool.
Yeah. The dorm I was in was only, they were only two-person rooms.
Oh, okay. Were they suites? Did you guys share a bathroom with somebody else?
It was one bathroom for the floor.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, so everybody had to... It was so funny because like the showers kept backing up because everybody kept jacking off.
Stop jerking off in the showers.
They had to like put up signs to like
clogged it all up with nut.
Yeah, they were telling everybody weirdos. To stop masturbating in the showers.
Stop jerking off in the showers, you jag-offs. Yeah, dude, Michigan's gross. Place is disgusting, dude. Just a big fucking gross. At Central, everything was my freshman year, I was a fifth person in a four person room. They've built two or four more dorms since then. Literally, like my roommates from my freshman year of college, second semester of my freshman year, are still two of my best buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool ass dudes.
But I mean, we hung out like the whole hallway, like, was kind of like one room.
Was it co-ed?
Yeah. My floor was co-ed.
Okay. And there's two bathrooms, a girls one and a boys one?
Girls and a boys, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And it was like alternating. So like it would be like boy room, girl room, boy room, girl room.
Yeah. That's about how ours was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun though. I remember having fun in the dorms.
Yeah, I remember the girls next door to us. The girls between my room and my friend Chris's room. The one was just like a fucking obnoxious, like elitist bitch, and she said some like fucking snooty ass shit. And the funny thing is, like, my friend Chris, it was from the suburbs of Chicago, and like a good rich suburb.
Yeah.
But he fucking hated when people would like floss like that.
Right.
So she was like, she was from like Harrison Township, which like, I mean, is fine, but like whatever. And she would like constantly just say this fucking like uppity bullshit, and it would like piss him off so bad. And so like they would get together and watch Dawson's Creek every week. And he had a fucking crazy sound system. So I burnt a bass CD and we played it on his fucking radio. We started it right at the time that Dawson, like we had Dawson's Creek on.
Yeah.
And as soon as the theme song ended, and then like the second the last credit ended, we stopped.
That's hilarious. Like, fuck your show. Yeah, dude. Ours were like, we do like just Madden marathons or NHL hockey marathons.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did the same thing. Brutal. For me, it was my
was GoldenEye big when you were in college?
Yes. Yeah. So it was me. The video the gamers were me and my friend Shannon.
Yeah.
He lived across from Chris.
Your quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Quarterback. he and I would stay up playing video games all the time.
Yeah.
And he was a fucking GoldenEye mercenary.
Oh, yeah, dude. There are some of them.
We made rules for him. We were like, you can only take one shot.
Yeah.
And if you miss on that one shot, you have to, like, run away and reset.
Yeah. He was just a newer you'd spawn.
Dude, he was, like, so fucking good. Yeah. And we also made the rule of, like, you can't, like...
Just murk somebody from spawn position.
Yeah, you can't hang out at spawn positions.
Yeah.
But like he just like one, he only needed one shot most of the time.
Yeah,
like 90% of the time, he just one shot you every time.
Yeah, we had one buddy. He could only play with one gun.
Yeah,
he had one gun.
And we also told him like if you take the one shot, then you have to use slappers if you're going to continue pursuing.
Kid was good.
Yeah,
kid was good.
Yeah, and I mean he would still beat us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But like he was just nobody could fuck with him in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
But like we would also play, cause he had the 64, I had the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would play, NCAA football.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like Mike Vick's senior year.
Yeah.
And like, I would always be Mike Vick.
Oh yeah.
And
game over.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, dude.
But then the other one that we played was, the first SmackDown game.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just like all night just go through the fucking storyline. Mm-hmm. I would be The Rock, you'd be Triple H. And like we would just fucking all night. Like passing the belt back and forward. Dude.
Hell yeah. We would do college football. I remember I made Mid-Michigan University.
So we did that too. Yeah, we made our high schools.
Yeah. And I remember we had to like recruit and I ended up made a dynasty. But then I remember like my coach resigned and I was like, wait, so I'm just done? And they were like, yeah, let's go play Madden or hockey or whatever the fuck we were playing after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a whole cup. We had a fucking half a barrel of beer. It was the 306 cup.
We did the same thing. Yeah. We made like a little trophy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That was a good time.
But yeah, we did that. And then Shannon one time, he had a tarp in his car and he brought the tarp up to his room. And we had like those lofts.
Yeah.
And so he brought a couch from home. So he had a couch and then the lofts. And he arranged his room one day so that like the couch and the lofts kind of created like a little middle section, like a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like used the tarp to like make it a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used his track because we all had a sink in our room.
Yeah.
But like we had the like toilets and all the showers were in the back, but we had a sink in our room.
Mm-hmm.
So he used his trash can and the sink to fill the tarp with water, and he had a pool party in his room.
Jesus Christ.
And the RA on duty was like they lived in the same hallway like the year before, because this was my freshman year.
His sophomore year. Yeah.
And so they lived in the same hall the year before, so they were kind of like boys.
Yeah.
And so like the RA, like he heard a commotion, so he like knocked on the door, and like Shannon opened the door, and he like looked in, and he was like, I didn't see anything. He just like
a pool party in the dorm room. That's fucking excellent.
love it. And then it took him all night to drain it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because he had to use the, he had to like scoop all the water out with the trash can and then pour it in the sink.
Oh, dude, that should have went out the window. I had that shit out the window. We'd have sprayed anybody down there. I was like, take it out. He wasn't drinking or anything. He just made a pool party.
Oh, no, we were drinking.
Oh, I was going to say. That's fucking. Was it, was warm water?
It was warm at first, but then it like got cold.
That's hilarious. Oh, dude. I remember we had a Pimps, Hoes, and 40 O's party where everyone dressed like pimps and hoes. And I was like, this is going to end bad. And it did.
And it was funny because I lived in South Quad.
Mm-hmm.
And West Quad was right across the street, and that's where all the like football players lived. And like every year there was like a big snowball fight between the two dorms.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
they have the quarterback.
It's like world class athletes versus like fat freshmen.
Just getting peppered with distance. Just smoking fucking nerds. That's fucking hilarious. We did it, dude. We did it.
Oh, we're at an hour.
Nice work.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up?
I'm going to be in Columbus on Friday doing a fundraiser. It's a U of M OSU football roast.
Nice.
I'm trying to see if I can get some spots that night in Columbus. So I don't know if I'm going to have anything at night yet.
Okay.
But I have that thing at noon. But I don't. That's like a... I think it's like $100 to get in or something like that.
What are you, are you going down there the night before or are you going down there that morning?
I want to go down there that morning.
Yeah.
It's only like a 3.5 hour ride.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. That town sucks dick.
I mean, I have to be there at noon, so I'll have to leave early as fuck, but it's going to be the same time I'd wake up for work anyway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's not bad. Anything else coming?
I think that's it.
I don't think I have anything until like the fucking holidays.
I feel like I have something next week too, but I don't have it in my calendar and I can't remember.
All
right. So I'm just going to rely on getting a group chat at some point.
Fuck yeah.
And if I don't get a group chat, I'm just not going to do the show, I guess.
We got a smoke show coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I got to get some promo going on that.
Fuck yeah. Let me know if you need anything from me. All right. Thanks for listening to the Burt Selig podcast and pickles and all the other shit that they fucking say every fucking time. Jesus Christ.